The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right, we are heading for trouble. But we're not worried about it because we're going there with David Trainer. He's our wingman. He's going to keep us safe because he is the president and founder at New Constructs, a research firm that evaluates securities from the bottom up on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, well, what you've got is situations where people who are looking at stocks from the top down, they get a false picture. They wind up seeing things where, you know, it's how the company's presenting it, but the footnotes tell you a different story. The result?
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah. And if you're way less attractive than you think you are, you might actually be dangerous. And dangerous stocks, those are the ones that are most misleading. Attractive stocks, by the way, well, they may be misleading too, but they're misleading in your favor. In other words, the market thinks, ah, this is horrible, and David thinks they're great. If you want to learn more about how this works, you're going to go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks, so you can always get more information on anything you hear on this show. You can also follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Dentsply Sirona.
Danger, danger.
Dentsply Sirona. This is ticker symbol X-ray. And as the dent side would indicate, these are players in the dental market. And what's the problem here?
You've got a management team that's getting paid on false numbers for acquisition bloated numbers when the acquisition is actually destroying value. So back in 2015, Dentsply bought Sirona Dental for about $5.5 billion. The most they should have paid for it, you know, if they just wanted just to break even in terms of getting a good return on that $5.5 billion or whatever they paid, the most they should have paid is $4 billion, given the after-tax cash flow of Sirona. So they overpay, which means they need synergies to make the deal actually create value. And we found that they have not at all actually received those, achieved those synergies. Their combined profits are not growing that fast. In fact, combined revenues are down versus the prior year. So 2017 was the first real comp data point, or I'm sorry, second quarter 2017 was the first real comparable data point for the combined entities. They're down 3%. So you got a stock price that's expensive, very expensive, because it's embedding the, sort of the unfulfilled promise of synergies from this acquisition, which are not materializing.
How does this play out? Because this is a stock that certainly hasn't been doing well. I mean, it's down a little bit year to date. It's kind of been languishing. So is that an acknowledgement that maybe things have not been going well? Or is that, yeah, it's languishing because people don't realize exactly how bad things are. And if they don't, what's going to wake them up to it?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say exactly when the market will wake up to this problem. We think that we'll see an earnings miss, because we don't think the consensus accounting numbers have really fallen enough to reflect the underlying decline in the economics. You know, but they can put that off. There are a lot of things you can do with the accounting results to put off the decline in cash flows. Cash flows can diverge from accounting results for a while before people pick up on it. And when they do, as you know, it's a big deal. But the stock's very expensive, and it implies a 300% improvement from current levels. Improvement in profits. In other words, they have to grow They have to maintain their current margins and grow their profits at 5% compounded annually for the next 26 years to justify $59 a share.
Yeah.
Their historical revenue profit growth rate was about that high. After-tax profits have actually been in decline. So the market's saying they're going to reverse historical declines and grow profits. So it's sort of like, okay, this is – and it just it makes no sense, especially when you're talking about doing it at that level for that long.
So because it makes no sense, what's a better valuation for the stock, which currently is trading a little bit short of 60?
You know, even if we had assumed that they could, you know, improve their margins back to the best they've ever been and grow just for another decade at 8%, right? It's still only worth $47 or 20% downside, right? So that's a big haircut on expectations. So I think you can see as much as, you know, anywhere 20 to 50% decline is in the cards, we think, in just about any kind of scenario. When that happens, not exactly sure, but we think 20 to 50% downside is what you're looking at here.
It's Dentsply Sirona Incorporated, ticker symbol X-Ray. And it is the danger zone pick for all the reasons you just heard. I think anytime you got to look at something and say, it's got to increase profits by an unreasonable amount for more than a quarter century. Yeah, that's kind of the definition of dangerous. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck. I enjoyed it.
David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more about their research, you want to learn more about why they don't like Dentsply Sirona or any of their danger zone picks, go check out newconstructs.com. Don't forget, they're on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, up next on the Monday, October 2nd edition of Money Life, it's the Money Life Market Call. David Nadel from the Royce Funds makes his maiden voyage in the market call when we return right after these messages.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.